Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. And again, celebrity endorsements of products are nothing new. George Clooney sells tequila. Gwyneth makes these gross candles. But after successfully launching his own line of guitars, Queen's Brian May announced a new sponsored product this week. What?
Brian May official leg warmers.
No.
Can you give me a hint?
Sure. He thought about calling it Brian Number 5.
Oh, Brian May official perfume.
Yes. Not only is it an official perfume, it's a perfume that smells intentionally like badgers.
Oh.
The lead guitarist for Queen unveiled a new line of perfume that will make you smell somewhat like a badger, proving that you are not the only one having a hard time adjusting to life in quarantine. We don't really know why anyone would want to smell like a badger, an animal that literally has bad in its name. The perfume is over $200 a bottle, but a portion of the proceeds go to restore and protect badger populations in Great Britain. That seems great, until you start to wonder where exactly they're getting all this badger smell from.
Yeah, like, are they wringing out badgers into, like, little bottles?
I just like
that. Because that seems against their own mission.
Picking up a badger and holding it over a bucket and, like, wringing it, like, launch. Badger, like, ow!
This, I now must know, what does a badger smell like?
I'm guessing. I don't know. I've never smelt a badger myself, nor have I smelt Mr. May's perfume, but I imagine it's a musky scent.
Okay.
Can you believe we made it through this whole topic without anyone making a "we don't need no stinking badgers" reference? I mean, that's restraint.
Oh my God!
For this cast.
Oh, Luke!
I don't know whether I'm more upset that we almost avoided that, or I'm more upset that we didn't avoid it entirely.